Hi again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, along with Tom Thayer from PNC Studios here at Hallis Hall, as we welcome you into a new chapter in Bears history. The 16th head coach hired today, Matt Nagy. He is coming from the Kansas City Chiefs, Tom, as offensive coordinator. And there's a lot to learn about him, but the stuff we do know is that he was a play caller for the final five games of the season for an explosive offense.
Right. You know, and it's exciting thing about this. If this is the first chapter, then here's the forward. We drafted Mitchell Trubisky. Now, who is going to take this talent and turn him into a superstar in the NFL? And I think they pinned Matthew Nagy to take this journey to the next level. And I think when you have a young quarterback coach, a young offensive coordinator that gets to see the talents of the quarterback he's going to take over for, God, it's got to be an exciting first opportunity.
He's been well-tutored by Andy Reid. He's been with him for a decade, starting off as an intern for the Philadelphia Eagles back in 2008. So he's learned every step of the way. Nothing was given to him. He had to earn every step of that process. He is a football crazy guy, growing up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is no different than Texas or Florida. That area of the country is crazy about football, the son of a coach. So there's a lot to him in terms of his football acumen.
You know, one thing, when you start working for Andy Reid, the first thing Andy Reid wants to do is get you prepared to be a head coach. And I think you start that from the very beginning, whatever your first project is. That's what Andy Reid has in his sights for you, which I think is very admirable for a head coach that wants to develop guys into head coaches. But, you know, you talk about Matthew Nagy and the way he's earned his opportunity here. One of the things that impresses me most is in the Arena Football League, he's thrown for over 18,000 yards and over 500 touchdowns. That's unbelievable, because if you look at the red zone for Mitchell Trubisky, he's got 21 opportunities with a 2.1 yard per throw average. Mitchell Trubisky needs to get better in the faster passing game. And I don't think there's any way you can develop it better than coming out of the Arena League. So I think that's a great opportunity for him to develop.
Went in real estate 8 years ago. Today he's the head coach of the charter franchise, the National Football League. And with it, the reactions from people we know in the NFL as well, Tom. And the words that keep coming back to me is he is a natural leader. The quarterback position, obviously, playing it for as long as he did, lends to that. But he's very smart. He's a very smart offensive coach.
Right. You know, I'm talking to some of his coaching mates since he's been hired. They really admire those qualities about him, his ability to teach and learn at the same time. Because I think when you're an offensive coordinator, now a head coach, there's a lot of things you have to learn about the entirety of the team. But there's also a lot of qualities he's going to be able to teach this offense. And how do you guys like Tariq Cohen, how do you use guys like Adam Shaheen, Jordan Howard, and the rest of the crew here? So I think it's fun where he's coming from an offense with a lot of weapons to an offense that has a lot of weapons.
And a young quarterback that he is now tasked with helping to develop, Mitchell Trubisky. That'll do it for us from here. The excitement begins with the introduction of Matt Nagy tomorrow at Hallis Hall, and then the putting together of his staff, something that's also very important moving down the road. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching, everybody.